A dog sitter's neglect.
He was supposed to sleep at your house and feed them and walk them.
No walking. I was supposed to feed the dogs, pet them.
And an excuse no one's buying.
She actually lets them go to the bathroom in the house.
Not only is he an idiot, but he's an idiot and a liar.
Judge Judy.
You're an irresponsible idiot, but so is she.
We knew each other.
You may know Dr. Kevorkian, and you wouldn't leave him with your sick relative.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sasha Lang is suing her pet sitter, 25-year-old Taylor Fennell, for vet bills. Sasha says her dog was hit by a car due to Taylor's negligence.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 29 on the calendar in the matter of Lang versus Fennell.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Lang, how did you find the defendant who was hired to dog sit for your three dogs?
He was my massage therapist at the local gym.
Had he ever dog sat for you before?
No.
When did you hire him?
Valentine's Day.
And how long was he supposed to take care of the dogs?
5 nights.
He wasn't sleeping at your house?
Yes, he was.
He was supposed to sleep at your
yes.
house? And feed them and walk them?
Yes.
And there was an accident in
yes.
your house because he came in one day and this little guy darted out, ran into the street and got hit by a car. And you want Mr. Fennell to be responsible for all the vet bills, which were thousands of dollars?
Yes.
On what day was the accident, Ms. Lang? Do you know?
It was Monday. We left Sunday and it was Monday.
So that?
February 15th. And I don't even know, Judge, if that's what happened. I wasn't there and there's no driver's license, no driver.
Well, that's what he says happened.
That's what he says.
You don't think he hurt the dog on purpose?
I don't know.
Well, that would be ridiculous. You want to take the dog outside, please? Mr. Fennell, what time did you start working on February 14th?
I went there in the morning, fed the dogs, and then at night, refed them. I wasn't supposed to spend the night there. It was just morning and night, feed them, go in, and pet them. And that's what she said she wanted.
No.
That is what she said.
No, he was
okay.
spending the night there.
That wasn't our agreement, but.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
On the 15th of February, mm-hmm. What time did you get to the house?
I don't know the exact time. Me and my mom went to the beach and,
Well, you got to go there in the morning.
Well, yeah, I got there in the morning.
What time did you get there in the morning?
Probably.
Promise not an answer. Stand up, please. You're his mother?
Yes.
Move over there, miss. And your last name is?
Parks.
What time did he get to your house on February 15th?
The 15th, he came probably about 11. We went to the beach.
11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Listen to me very carefully. Did you have a discussion about his job dog sitting?
Yes.
What did you talk about on February 15th with regard to his job dog sitting?
That he needed to go and feed the dogs after we returned from the beach.
What time?
Probably about 3-4 o'clock, somewhere in there.
And after he fed the dogs, where were you going?
Back to my house, and he was gonna have dinner at my house.
What time had you fed the dogs, Mr. Fennell, that morning?
Probably 9 or 10, somewhere in there.
And according to your statement, it was your agreement with Ms. Lang to feed and walk the dogs twice a day.
No walking. I was supposed to go over there, feed the dogs twice a day. She said go in, pet them. That's about it.
Are you a moron?
No, I'm not.
Who was supposed to walk the dogs?
She has a dog walker that comes once a day.
Are you trying to tell me that this rather intelligent lady was going to let her dogs be walked once a day for 4 days?
Yeah, she actually...
Is that what you're telling me?
She actually lets them go to the bathroom in the house. They defecate and urinate all over the house. She told me to leave the urination and the there.
No.
And the maid comes once a week to clean it. That is exactly what happened.
No.
It's absolutely disgusting.
No.
I had to go by.
One more no.
Sorry.
And I'm just going to dismiss your case without any... I may dismiss it anyway, but this way you won't get a fair shake.
Right.
Do you understand?
I do.
Your Honor, I had to go get Vicks Vapor Rub to walk into her house. It was absolutely disgusting. The smell was horrific.
How much was she paying you a day? That requires just an amount, sir. Not looking up at the ceiling. How much were you being paid a day?
$550 for the entire time.
And how many days was that?
I think it was 7 altogether, or 6, 6 or 7.
February 14th to what date?
I don't remember the exact date.
Well, think carefully.
It's in the statement. I don't know, remember the exact date.
You wrote it in your answer?
Correct.
But you don't remember as you're standing here today? Do you suffer from dementia?
Not at all.
Do you suffer from any other physiological disability?
No, ma'am.
How old are you?
I am 25 years old.
And this happened in 2010?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
How many other dogs have you been involved with that were hit by a car?
None.
Very good. Then you should remember. How many days were you supposed to take care of her dogs? February 14th until when?
6 days, I believe.
The 20th then?
Well, yeah, the 20th. I don't remember the exact date.
He's an idiot.
Thank you.
I want to tell you something. Not only is he an idiot, but he's an idiot and a liar.
Really?
Yes.
He's
an idiot and a liar, and I'm going to tell you why. Because nobody hires two people.
Two people?
Shut up. Nobody hires two people, a dog walker and somebody else.
She did.
For five.
An idiot.
Why don't you pay attention to the sentence? God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. Nobody pays two people, a dog walker and him. And he was getting $100 a day to go into the house, pour food, according to him, twice a day. And that's what he says, for $100 a day.
That's
correct. And in addition, pay somebody to walk them once a day.
An idiot might do that.
No,
an
idiot would think that someone of my intellect would believe your story. I don't think you went there in the morning, sir.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that?
Yes.
Because I'm smart, and because I'm watching your face, and because after 35 years, I can tell when somebody is lying and when somebody's not. And I'm telling you, you didn't go there to feed the dogs. Hey,
what did I do?
Shut up and listen. Before you went to your mother's to pick her up for the beach, you did not go there to feed the dogs at 11 in the morning.
Okay.
Because then you wouldn't have gone back there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's ridiculous and stupid.
No.
Now, if you said to me, I went there at 8 o'clock in the morning and I let them out, and I let them out at 6 in the evening, and then she has somebody else who comes at 12 o'clock to walk them, I may say, you know what? That may be normal. But that's not what you did. You slept probably until 10 o'clock. Then you went and picked up your mother and said, now I got to go feed the dogs. But that's not what you said happened. You said that you went there and fed the dogs before you went to pick up your mother. That's a lot of baloney. You went there once at 3 o'clock.
I went there twice.
I don't believe you. How's that?
That's fine.
And I don't believe your story. That doesn't mean you're necessarily responsible for what happened to the dogs. It just means you're an irresponsible idiot. But so was she.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My children could at least tell me if somebody was doing something wrong to them. Your dogs can't tell you. This idiot only showed up once every 2 days to feed me.
And later today,
she couldn't afford to pay you because Rocky wasn't back to work yet.
There were prospects of him going
I don't
back
care
to work.
Prospects.
Okay.
I had prospects when I was 17 of being 5'4". It never panned out for me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sasha Lang claims pet sitter Taylor Fennell is responsible for her dog getting hit by a car.
Now, a massage therapist who has no experience with her dog should not be responsible for three dogs over 5 days. First, you see whether or not you're a responsible person. You try you out for a while. I have two dogs. I put people who take care of my dogs through the ringer. More than I did for my children, because my children could at least tell me if somebody was doing something wrong to them. Your dogs can't. Your dogs can't tell you. This idiot only showed up once every 2 days to feed me and never took me out. Your dogs can't tell you that. But that's her responsibility. And ultimately, she's going to be responsible because you're not responsible for the accident that happened with her dog.
Thank you.
You're still an idiot.
Dean's List at LMU, I wouldn't
you
call myself
are
an idiot.
An idiot.
Your opinion, that's fine.
That's my opinion. That's the only one that counts here. You didn't take good care of your children like a good mother. You left your children with somebody irresponsible. You didn't vet the person that you were leaving your children with.
Right.
You
but left. We knew each other.
I don't care whether
for
you knew whether
year.
You know each other.
And he was
you may
to
know
sleep
Dr.
There.
Kevorkian, and you wouldn't leave him with your sick relative.
And in now, all honesty, it was my first experience with house sitting, and I called on someone that I trusted.
Listen to me very carefully. Then evidently your judgment stinks.
It did.
Then what are you bothering me for?
Well, because I have an injured dog and...
Your baby and you didn't take care of your baby. You left your baby with somebody who was an irresponsible baby.
By the way, he was supposed to be sleeping there.
He was an irresponsible baby who you didn't vet
And his mother
first.
Was not invited to my house.
And I want to tell you something. I want to say something. I don't care about his mother. He's an irresponsible baby.
His mother told the vet to euthanize my dog.
Listen
That's
to me.
That's completely untrue.
No, I
didn't. What the vet told me.
Listen I did
to me.
Not.
It's, she
first
was there.
Hey,
That's ridiculous.
Your case is dismissed because you can't shut up.
Sorry.
I was going to allow you to speak, but you can't interrupt me, and you can't tell me what the vet told you, because that's hearsay, and this case has really nothing to do with his mother, only so that I could get some information from him, so I was satisfied that her kid is full of baloney.
Right.
Still doesn't alter the fact that he's not responsible for your children's medical bills. You are. Unless you can establish to my satisfaction that he did something purposefully to the dog, which you can't because you don't know how it happened.
I don't.
He says he opened the dog ran out, and the dog got hit by a car.
But we don't know.
I don't know, and quite frankly, I don't care. The only injured person here is your dog, and your dog was injured because you did not vet the care provider good enough, and you allowed someone who was irresponsible to take care of your children.
But he's laughing.
You should have seen that before. That's your business.
I did not see this side of him, honestly.
Well, what do you want from me? What do you want from the courts? If you didn't see that side of him,
never.
If you didn't see that he's an idiot, and if you didn't see that he's irresponsible, and if you didn't vet him sufficiently and say to him, I'm going to pay you $100 a day, but you're going to come over to my house for a couple of afternoons, and I'm going to see how you take care of the dogs and how you interact with them, and we're going to go over a routine, and I'm going to give you a written schedule, and you're going to sign that schedule. This is when you're going to be there. This is when you're going to leave. This is when you're going to take them out. This is when you're going to feed them. And unless you choose to take care of, show me the paper.
No, we didn't sign anything. But
goodbye, Miss Lang. Take care of your own babies.
That is our excuse. You may step out.
I think Taylor is an idiot and he's a liar.
Her dog got hurt and she's trying to blame me for her dog's injuries, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
The vet said that she would not re-release the dog back to Taylor and his mother because they were totally unempathetic.
We were horrified.
I feel sick to my stomach.
It was really a scary experience for us, actually.
I really am nauseous.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Anderson versus Manson. Step forward, please.
Erin Anderson is suing her former friend, Samantha Manson, for loans to pay her bills and for a trip to Las Vegas.
Miss Anderson, you and the defendant were good friends, according to what I read in the complaint and the answer. And about 2 years ago, you claim you made a loan to her.
Yes.
The amount of $2,000.
Correct.
And you claim a subsequent loan within the last year or so. Miss Manson says that you were a generous friend, both were gifts, and you had a falling out over some
That's
nonsense,
untrue.
But she doesn't owe you any money.
Correct.
So I have some questions.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There are certain truisms that you try to teach to your own children.
Right.
And one of them is if you lend a friend money, you lose your money and you lose your friend.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Erin Anderson says former friend Samantha Manson owes for two separate loans.
Now, tell me the circumstances surrounding this first loan. First, when was it?
It was October 20th, 2008.
Did you give her money by check or cash?
Check, and I have a copy of the check as
well. I'd like to see it.
Sure. It was for unpaid bills that she was very behind on.
How did you know that?
She told me. She
asked
me for the
money. Where was she when she told you that?
We were at her house.
And she said what? And you said what?
She said that I'm very behind on my bills. My landlord keeps calling and I need money to pay my bills. She was behind on her electric, water, gas, everything for her shop. She was behind
on. What kind of shop?
She owns a salon.
Hair salon?
Uh-huh.
What kind of work were you doing in October of 2008?
I was a medical assistant.
Who were you living with?
My husband.
You have children?
And my daughter, yeah.
How old is your daughter?
She's almost 11.
And both you and your husband work?
Yes.
And you have a hair salon?
I do.
And who do you live with?
My husband.
And what does he do?
He is working now, not at this time. He was not.
In 2008, he was not?
No.
October. What kind of work does he do?
Mill work.
When was the last time he worked in 2008?
Maybe January.
So at that point, you were supporting the family on your income from the salon?
Yes.
But now he's working?
Yes.
So now you have two incomes?
We do.
When did he go back to work?
He went back to work last February.
Tell me how it came about that she gave you the money in October of 2008.
I had asked her to come over and help me do a budget. At that time, my husband was not working. I was the only income and I wasn't doing very well. She, however, is really good with money. So I asked her to please help me figure out a way to get everything paid but still be able to live. Okay, cool. We were best friends. So she came over. We talked about it. We had a great, great afternoon. She said to me, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you some money. And I said, Erin, that is not why I asked you over here. I can't take it because
that's
you know.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Shh. We'll get back to you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Because you know I cannot pay you back. Obviously, looking at my budget, there was no
way.
Well,
you certainly couldn't pay her back then, Ms. Manson.
Right.
But I assumed that you had hopes of your husband starting to work.
Absolutely.
So that you would once again be in a position to take care of your bills, take care of your responsibilities, and somehow start to pay her back money that she gave you when you needed it, when you were in a pinch.
Right.
Right. That's what friends do.
Right.
They help you out if you're in a pinch, but with the expectation that when you're not in a pinch anymore, mm-hmm. you pay back the money. Go ahead.
I did her hair for free and her daughter's for 3.5 years. I didn't charge her.
She did not for 3.5 years.
Starting when?
You told me
you were best friends. So yes. Best friends would ordinarily take care of each other's hair. But starting when did you start to take care of her hair and her daughter's hair free?
Thursday, September of 08 is when I started documenting.
September of 08?
Is when I,
just
yes.
Is when you started to mm-hmm. document it. Well, that's interesting because that would have meant that you anticipated this gift a month before you got the money. Do you understand what I mean?
I do.
Good. Now, did she ever give you back any money?
She never gave me any money.
When did she tell you she would start paying you back?
In the beginning of 2009, she would start making $200 a month payments. And I said that was fine because Christmas was coming up. That was fine with me.
What happened in the beginning of 2009?
Nothing.
Did you discuss it with her?
Yes, over and over. We discussed it with her and her husband as well.
And what was her response?
That she would start paying, but that Rocky hadn't gone back to work yet, so maybe next month. And so we were friends, so I was like, that's fine.
Now that I understand.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand is this then second alleged loan.
Right.
Because the second alleged loan was for a trip to Vegas.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be a little more troublesome for me.
Right.
Judge Judy continues. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, when was the trip to Vegas?
The trip to Vegas wasn't until September, but we booked it at the beginning.
September of?
09. But we booked it at the beginning of the year.
When in the beginning of the year did you book it?
The third month.
Well, the third month would be March.
Correct.
And she hadn't paid you in January.
No.
And she hadn't paid you in February.
Correct.
And you would have had discussions ongoing with her.
Correct.
That she couldn't afford to pay you because, what's Jasmine's name?
Rocky.
Rocky wasn't mm-hmm. back to work yet.
There were prospects of him going back to work.
I don't care prospects.
Okay.
I had prospects when I was 17 of being 5'4". It never panned out for me. So January and February, you did not get any money.
No.
And then you all decided to take a vacation.
Correct.
And you fronted the money for the vacation.
Correct.
Well, that was bad judgment on your part.
Correct. Very.
Because there are certain truisms that you try to teach to your own children.
Right.
And one of them is don't throw good money after bad.
I know.
And the second thing that you learn over the years is if you lend a friend money, you lose your money and you lose your friend.
Right.
You owe her the $2,000. You don't owe her for the vacation because I don't believe that she had a legitimate expectation of being paid back for the vacation because you hadn't paid her the original $2,000. So you have to give her back the $2,000. And now that Rocky is working, it should be easy for you. Judge for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I sent her a letter and her husband responded with that they were going to pay us back.
No, I didn't take her money. We were best friends. I did a lot for her. She did a lot for me.
Erin and I are very giving people.
Did her hair anytime she wanted.
We did give and give in this, the relationship that we had.
When the payment date came, she was like, I'm not paying. So this was the next step.
She's mean and evil like that. And she likes this stuff. So
Here I am.
Sam picked a fight so that she wouldn't have to pay her back.
She got mad at me because I was friends with one of the people that she doesn't like any longer.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's too bad because, you know, they were best friends for quite a long time.
Were.
I understand when you get in a pinch for money, but to sacrifice a friendship is a whole nother thing.
I'll never have another friend like that.
Well, I won't be friends with takers any longer or people who use other people.